And it's another Friday morning, another edition of our Injury of the Week. And as always, we're joined here by Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics. And we're headed back to the basketball court this week. I feel like we've spent some time in baseball land. So to spread things out, we'll welcome in Dr. Plumbey. Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Sean. Enjoying this beautiful weather break.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've spent some time at the ballpark this week and plan to do more of it this weekend. But
absolutely.
Let's dive in. LeBron James, sure. Who is not injured very often, by the way, which I think we should get to at some point, because it's incredible to think of how long he's played and how really little time he's missed due to injury. But he is going to be sidelined for a week or two, probably a couple weeks, it looks like, with a groin injury. And this is something we hear the terminology, but just doing a quick Google search of groin muscles makes me realize there's a whole lot more happening that I would have had clue. So I'll let you take it away. A groin strain.
It's kind of a mixed bag. We put a groin strain into the general umbrella term of a sports hernia. And that's kind of a misnomer, where it's not really a hernia of anything protruding through, as we see typically with abdominal hernias where you have to have that repaired. A sports hernia is usually a strain, like we talked about before. He educated me on the sprain versus strain a few weeks ago, Sean. But it's a strain of the muscular abdominal wall. So there's a confluence of a whole bunch of muscles, tendons that start down from the lower abdominal cavity, the abdominal wall, down to the groin, the inner aspect of the groin. There's also the hip flexors that can be described as creating groin pain. So there's a lot of different locations, and it all points down to kind of that one area that's most tenderness where we lead down diagnosis of maybe it's an adductor strain, or it's a hip flexor strain, or it is the typical sports hernia, which is more so involves the abdominal musculature.
Now, it seems like these are generally the kind of things that are self-repairing, so to speak, and it's a rest process. But I assume there's probably some extreme injuries that can happen as well.
Sure. You know, first start off to delineate the injury by getting imaging. The imaging of choice in this scenario, which visualizes the muscles and tendons best, is an MRI. So that helps you figure out where that injury occurred, where that strain is, and then based off of how bad it is, it will dictate basically how quickly you can rehab somebody. Everybody gets started off with rest, anti-inflammatories, and other modalities like ice, ultrasound, and you just got to shut the patient down. These are more so overuse type injuries that occur in cutting, shifting, pivoting athletes. So it's very frustrating for athletes to deal with this because there's no one boom pill, no one shot that's going to 100% make you better. Those pills and the shots will help you, but it helps you do the rehab, and then that combined with the time will help you get back safely to sports.
Dr. Mark Plumbey here with us, and another injury of the week, chatting a little LeBron here today. And hey, you mentioned there's something that just rest is important in these, and overuse leading to this. Now, and especially in the NBA, I feel like that's where we see the term rest or players sitting out for rest used the most. Yeah. I feel like probably their trainers and doctors are all for this. I know the fans and some people hate it, but there's a good reason that these professional athletes at the top of their game are doing this.
Absolutely. You know, all professional athletes, they have incredibly long seasons, so that's the highest risk for having these overuse types of injuries. So it's tough for us as fans to sit there and watch and see our favorite players take the hit. But that's what's critical for the patient is just time, given the time so that their body can take over and do the healing process.
And, you know, we kind of mentioned this earlier, but LeBron, over this two-decade career, I can't think of really, I think there was, one season where he really missed some significant time out there with...
Nothing pops into mind for me immediately, and I'd have to do some research to see what exactly, but he's a stoic guy. It's very impressive.
It is. I can't think of anyone else really across the world of professional sports that for that long went, I mean, that healthy. It is incredible, and especially to consider the workload of it. What are some of the keys to longevity for athletes?
Strength training, warming up appropriately, taking care of your body, staying very well hydrated. And really the warm-up is critical, not going out there and without doing any dynamic type stretching where you're moving and getting the joints, the tendons and the muscles warmed up appropriately. That's the best way to reduce risk of these types of injuries.
You heard it here first, kids, and you've probably heard it before, actually, if we're really thinking about it. Stretching is key. Don't skip that part of the warm-up. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to go see folks like Dr. Plumbee, because you didn't stretch well enough sometimes.
Yeah, and there's a misunderstanding. Historically, we had done stretching where it's static stretching, where you bend down, touch your toes, and hold it for 20 seconds. That's not what you should do before you go out, because there's never a moment when you're doing any type of cutting, shifting, pivoting movement where the muscle tendon is being held at length like that. So you have to understand warming up in a dynamic fashion where you're stretching and letting go, stretching and letting go. So Frankensteiners, heel kicks, butt kicks, jogging slowly and increasing that. That's the best way to warm up before. And then after competition is when you do the static stretch and hold.
And I'm assuming that helps those muscles to essentially warm down, cool down.
Exactly. Yep. Repair process starts.
Great stuff. And we learn a little bit more each and every Friday morning with Dr. Mark Plumbee of First Settlement Orthopedics. Mark, thank you so much, as always, for your time today.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, have a good day.
We will get back to it right now on a Friday morning on local radio.